VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Just before we introduce our guest and topic for today, ladies and gentlemen, just hours ago, the U.S. Supreme Court released their decision on employment cases that have those within the LGBT advocacy movement jumping for joy. Looking at a press release here from Liberty Counsel, it was a 6-3 opinion written by Justice Neil Gorsuch. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a lengthy opinion holding that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates Title VII. The High Court went on to write that today we must decide whether an employer can fire somebody simply for being homosexual or transgender. The answer is clear. An employer who fires an individual for being homosexual or transgender fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex. Sex plays a necessary and undisguisable role in that decision, exactly what Title VII forbids. Well, Matt Staver at Liberty Counsel said the majority opinion departs from the clear language of Title VII and is no less than legislation from the bench. While the case did not include a religious freedom defense, the court expressly stated that religious employers will likely have a valid defense under the First Amendment and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. All that to say this, this coming Wednesday, Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel will be joining us on the Supreme Court issue, the decision that came out just hours ago. But certainly many look at this decision and even another justice on the bench indicated, Justice Alito said there's only one word for what the court has done today, legislation. And legislating from the bench is something that is very disheartening to see take place. More on that coming up on Wednesday. Now to our main topic for today. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it was 3 weeks ago today that that marked the tragic death of George Floyd. So much of the nation saw the video of nearly 9 minutes, former officer Derek Chauvin pressing his knee into the neck of George Floyd while he was handcuffed face down on the pavement. But since that time, we've seen protests of marches across the nation and then many protests being hijacked, turned into sheer riots, vandalism, destruction, looting, arson, beatings of people trying to protect their places of business, even the killing of officers in different locations around the country. And in so many of these protests and riots, you hear yelled out, Black Lives Matter. Well, today we're not only going to address the problems, but also look at solutions today. And we invite you to stay tuned as we welcome to Crosstalk Jesse Lee Peterson, who is the founder of BOND. That's the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. It's a ministry dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. He's a pastor, a counselor, author, radio and TV talk show host. Jesse Lee grew up on a plantation near Tuskegee, Alabama during the Jim Crow era, moved to Los Angeles at age 18, and then discovered forgiveness. He founded BOND in 1990 to help other black men overcome anger, but soon found all people needed the truth. He has authored several books, From Rage to Responsibility, A Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success, and also The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Jesse Lee, good to have you with us here on Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim. It's really good to be on with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, indeed. Jesse Lee, through your eyes, could you just unfold for us what has brought this nation to the boiling point that it's experiencing today in so many major metropolitan cities and now even into smaller communities? Unfold for us what is taking place.
Well, I do have to tell you that I'm a little stunned that these people are allowed to get away with destroying America and American history in the way that it is happening. I'm stunned to see police officers and National Guard members and Christians bowing down to these thugs and washing their feet and kneeling and taking responsibility for something that they are not guilty of. White people have nothing to do with the destruction of black people. And I've been saying this for 30 years. I've been writing about it and telling white people, you better start speaking up. You better start speaking up because these people are angry and they're blaming you for their downfall. what is really, and so when it really broke loose like this, I hadn't realized it had gotten to that point. But I remember that, when they were doing the knockout games of white Americans, and when they were robbing their stores and their businesses, I remember when the crime on white people just went through the roof. Mm-hmm. There are more black people killing, robbing, and raping white people than whites are black, but you're just not hearing about it in the media, in the news. The real problem is that during the Civil Rights Movement, under Martin Luther King Jr. and all those people, at some point they decided to go from being Republicans to Democrat. They sold the blacks over to the Democratic Party, and with the promise of giving them welfare and saying that, oh, you've been discriminated against, and so you can't make it. We're going to give you free stuff. But they had to be sold over to the Democratic Party under Lyndon B. Johnson. And when they did that, the government became the daddy, and the so-called leadership, Jesse Jackson and all those phony people, race hustlers, became the leader of the people. Prior to that, Jim, I grew up, as you said in the introduction, I grew up in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws on a plantation. We worked the plantation. My grandparents, my parents, my grandparents, and my great-grandparents and others worked the plantation. But the thing that we had going for ourselves, we had family. Hmm. We had the order of God. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And that works when you do it in the right way. And so we didn't have hating white people for anything. We were not taught to hate whites or blame whites. We knew that Jim Crow law was done by the Democratic Party, but we were Republicans, so it didn't matter. And we were taught to work and be responsible, to treat all people the way we would like to be treated. My family members bought land. There were other black people who grew up in the area there. They bought land. And when they went to college, some of them went to college, but others that had trades, they knew how to work with their hand. When they did that, Jim, they would come out as professionals and help around, and some moved to different cities. This is a setup. When they took out the father from the family, and that's what happened under the so-called Civil Rights Movement, along with the Democratic Party. The father from the family, and the government became the daddy. They have not returned because the father represents good. Whether we know it or not, believe it or not, and whether the man is a weak man, he still is a son of God. He's just been separated from God by having a hatred in his heart that happens in the home. But once he repent, he can return to, by loving his earthly father, he can return to God.
Jesse,
and the blacks are not doing that. They need family. It's not all this stuff that they're telling you.
Yeah, you saw the death of George Floyd. What went through your mind as you watched this video?
Well, when I first saw it, the only thing I thought at the moment is that the cop needed to get up off his neck, that he was standing there, he was there for too long.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, hey, this white guy better get up because he's going to be accused, whether this guy died or not, because the cops are hated today, and I knew that he better get up. But other than that, that's all I thought about it. I didn't say, oh, what tragic death and all that kind of stuff. I just knew that cop was not going to, especially being white, that he was not going to be able to get away with that, whether he was guilty or innocent. And I do have to say to them, I'm stunned that people are following Black Lives Matter. And I think most people don't know or remember that Black Lives Matter is a far-left, liberal, radical organization that was founded by radical, fat, black lesbians who hate the order of the family, who hate God, who hate America, who hate white people. And I'm surprised to see that they are allowed to get away with this type of destruction and nothing is really being done about it. I remember when they chanted, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it now?
Yeah, yeah.
Fried like bacon, fried cops like bacon. And President Obama invited them to the White House, approving them instead of punishing them. And I never imagined that one day these radicals, and these people worse than the KKK could have ever been to black people or anyone. I'm just stunned that they are allowed to commit these type of acts and get away with it.
What does this group, Black Lives Matter, what do they really stand for? What is their agenda?
Their agenda is to destroy white people by taking their stuff and accusing them of being racist and really keeping the family apart because they hate the order of the family. And they are trying to turn America into a socialist society. Now, someone, I believe, is training and paying them to do it, along with Antifa and all those other radical groups. But they hate capitalism. I had these people on my show before, and they ran, but they made it clear they hate capitalism. Mm-hmm. And so they hate capitalism. They want communism, and they want America to pay for it.
So you see a link between Black Lives Matter and Marxism, communism?
100%, without a doubt. I'm not sure who is above them, Joy Soros and others. I know that they're supporting them. But somebody's training these people well in order to turn America from what it is and into a socialist communist society. That's without a doubt.
Now, we see mayors who are changing street names right now to Black Lives Matter, even painting in large letters the words Black Lives Matter on city streets. Is that a concern to you?
Very much so. Those people need to be recalled or definitely voted out. They have no love and respect for America. They have no intent of protecting the innocents, the people who are the citizens who are trying to do it the right way, to work, to have families, to pay taxes, to have decent neighborhood. These mayors who are doing it are ghetto people. They have no business being in our government. That's awful. And I guarantee you, Jim, if the KKK or what they call white supremacists, which doesn't exist, by the way, it's a made-up word, if they did something like that, they'd be burning the city down. But these people can go and trash the city with these phony words, Black Lives Matter. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning at all. And they can put up signs and put it in the streets. And because they're black, they are allowed to get away with it. These people are destroying monuments and statues and things that remind us of where we came from and how great America is. I'm really just thrown back that these people are allowed to just destroy our country like that. Those mayors need to be recalled or voted out for sure.
Well, and at the same time, we've got the media's coverage of the riots, the looting that we've seen, but viewers are led to believe, well, this destruction has to do with George Floyd. Does it really, or is there a different agenda here?
Jim, I can tell you it has zero to do with George. It has nothing to do with George Floyd at all. That's what I say. The words Black Lives Matter doesn't mean a thing. They're just using this George as a mean to usher in socialism. And because during the rioting, there was a black retired cop, Dorn, I believe his name was, who was killed in the streets.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about that.
Right. Don't hear anything about it whatsoever. Jesse Lee Peterson, our guest today, founder of BOND, that's the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And friends, we're not only going to talk about problems here. Jesse Lee's got some solutions, too, we'll be talking about in the next segment as well. Stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is there any evidence that man and dinosaurs lived together?
Yes, indeed there is, Chris. The Bible even describes dinosaur-like beasts in the book of Job, and Job lived after the flood. Also, we see numerous places where native peoples drew pictures of dinosaur-like beasts. Almost every nation around the world has legends of dragons, huge reptilian beasts that sound very much like our modern-day reconstructions of dinosaurs. Recently, some very interesting burial stones have been excavated from tombs in South America, which clearly show dinosaurs and humans together. These stones date from long before dinosaurs were reconstructed from their fossils. As far as we know, no dinosaurs are alive today, but we have good evidence that dinosaur-like beasts existed along with humans in the not-too-distant past. It all started back in Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org. We'll be right back.
listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today, Jesse Lee Peterson, founder of BOND. That's a brotherhood organization of a new destiny. They are dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. He is the author of several books, including The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. A couple other questions here, Jesse Lee, and that is the largest killer of black Americans is abortion. In New York City, it's reported that more black babies are aborted than born. Can you explain the anger behind the death of, like, George Floyd, at the same time being totally apathetic about the dismemberment of black babies in the womb by abortion?
That's a very good question. That's why I said in the first segment there that Black Lives Matter, those words are just words. They have no meaning. Because 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner cities around the country. The last report I saw, it may have gone up or gone down, but there was something like 1,200 black babies are aborted every day in the inner city. I personally know young girls as young as 13 and younger, and some a little older, who have had two or three abortion already. And these people don't care. There's a genocide upon the black unborn child. And they don't care. It's not about black lives. And when Floyd was allegedly killed, they don't care about Floyd. It was just an opportunity to usher in more socialism by intimidating white people and making them bow down to them and do all these crazy things. It wasn't about George Floyd. In Chicago, that same weekend that this whole stuff started, I believe it was something like 18 black people were murdered, 45 were wounded. You didn't hear anything about that? In the inner cities around the country, black-on-black crime is out of control, as well as abortion and genocide, as well as black people killing other people. You don't hear anything about that. It's not about what they pretend that they're upset about. They can care less about George Floyd. His family may care a little bit, and plus they're looking at money. That's why they got these race hustle lawyers to try to intimidate and sue white people, police departments, and other things. And now, Jim, they're talking about removing or getting rid of the police departments around the country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when and if that should happen? You will have no protection. We will have South Africa in America. And some people might not know, but, and I've interviewed several people from South Africa. Your audience can check me out at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, and they can hear it and see this stuff. In South 800-411-2663. In South Africa, the blacks took over there, and over the last years or so, they've been killing whites, robbing them, taking their lands without compensation, and murdering them in their homes. They're not protected by the police force because they switched the police force to blacks who hate white people. And that's what they're doing, exactly what they're doing here in America. They're taking out the decent people who were protected and served the country in the city councils and schools and police departments and in the government, and they're replacing them with people who hate white people and who hate America, who hate our society the way it is, and they're turning it into a socialist society. I really, really wish that white people would wake up, stop being afraid, and start speaking up, getting involved, voting these people out. Otherwise, we will have South Africa in America.
My. And as you know, what they're calling for, Jesse Lee, is for this money for police departments to go into reparations or other kind of programs to assist black families. Do you believe reparations are necessary?
Absolutely not. They've already given these folks too much and spoiled them. And these people who are doing the rioting and stuff, the people who are under the race hustlers are not going to see a dime of that. They won't see that money. That money is going into the pockets of the people who are calling for it. Not the people. And plus, there are no black families anyway. One or two, but not many. But that money will go into the people's pockets the so-called leaders of the people, the preachers, the politicians, the lawyers, and other people. The regular folks are not going to see a dime of that. That's been going on since they had the WASP riot in L.A. years ago, and they pretended then that they needed money to rebuild this community. South Central L.A. still looked like a hellhole, and they told they spent a bunch of money from the government. But that money went into the pockets of the so-called leadership, the Congress people that's in control of the blacks. They're not going to see a dime, and they shouldn't. This country has already paid, and they've given too much. They need to try to make black Americans work and be honest with them and make them work and earn a way. Otherwise, you're spoiling them to continue to destroy this nation.
Now, Jessalyn, I want to ask you something because as you say that, and I have seen you interview people before, and your skin is black-colored skin, and people have asked you, either other African-Americans have asked you, are you white because of, of the very things that you're saying here? How do you respond to that?
First, I say I'm as black as the ace of space. Born in Alabama, on a plantation, under the Jim Crow laws, and thank God for that. I am an American, but I am as black as the ace of space, but I don't have hatred in my heart. I don't hate my fellow man. I love what's right. I love God with all my heart, soul, and might, and my neighbor as myself. When he took away my anger by causing me to forgive, then I see black, but that's not what I'm about. I'm about what is right. That's why I've been working for the last 30 years to get these people to know we got to rebuild the family. It's about character. And these people were doing the rioting and robbing and killing and hating white people and blaming white people. They are not of God. Satan is their daddy. So when they call me black, white, I let it roll off my back. It doesn't mean a thing. It's just words.
And one other thing here, when we've been hearing the mantra often, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. We see BLM. We see the signs, the street name changes, the painting in the streets, etc. And sometimes people are even being approached and told to kneel down and say Black Lives Matter. And there are people who say All Lives Matter. But when they respond with All Lives Matter, it's viewed as being a racist statement. Can you comment on that?
But that's what happens when you allow people to intimidate you. When you have fear, you bring out the worst in them, the one who causes you to have the fear. And white Americans have allowed themselves to be intimidated by these blacks for the last 70 years. And now they have brought out the worst in these black people, and they are just trying to intimidate white folks even more so by saying that you can't say all lives matter. We are talking about black lives, just black lives. And they're just intimidating the white people. And I'm stunned, really stunned, at the fear of white people. Can you imagine bowing down to some thugs, some black lesbians who does not believe in God, who don't believe in the family? And you have white people bowing down to them in the streets. And there was a church, and I believe it was in Michigan, I may be wrong, these people had like a service wiping the feet of some black people. And they were like, well, that's like Jesus. That wasn't like Jesus. Jesus wiped the feet of the people. So if the black people had love, they'd be washing white people's feet, thanking them for founding and creating the greatest country on this side of heaven and turning it into a Judeo-Christian nation. But they got white people in fear. That's why if you don't do it their way, they're going to riot. You have taught them that they can do that.
Jesse Lee Peterson is our guest today. And as I told you, Jesse Lee, I don't want to only focus on problems, but solutions as well. And I know, let me do a couple of things. Number one, I want to give out Jesse Lee Peterson's website here again and the phone number in case you missed it, folks. He said it rather quickly. It's rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. And their toll free number is 1-800-411-BOND. That's 1-800-411-3663. You address key issues facing men in our society today. Fatherlessness, you mentioned that already. You've talked about anger, victimhood, and crime itself. Let's look at solutions. How do we get past this, where we are today here, Jesse Lee? I think of anger. There is so much pent-up anger at this time. How do we deal with this? And that's something that you mentioned for your own life. You learned to forgive. How do we get from this point of anger to forgiveness?
Well, you know, when I moved to Los Angeles, because I didn't grow up with that anger. Long story short is my father got my mother pregnant while they were dating. And when she told him about it, he denied it. And so she became angry at him about that. And but my mother ended up marrying my stepfather before I was born, because during those days, it was an embarrassment to have children out of wedlock. So she married my stepfather before I was born. He was a decent man, too. But I wanted my father. Inside of my soul, I had an emptiness. And as a kid, I knew it was for my father. And I would ask my mother about it, but because she was mad, she didn't want me to have anything to do with him, even though my father would sneak around and see me anyway. But I had this resentment. When I moved to L.A. at the age of 18, I still had that void. I went to different churches around here, the black churches. I would ask the preacher later, I would say, you know, I have this void inside of me, like something is missing. And they were like, oh, that's white racism. White men holding you down, trying to keep you down. They hate you. And I believed that for a while. And what I did, Jim, my life went to hell in a handbasket. Mm. Because you become like what you hate. And when you have that anger, you're in darkness and cannot see. Long story short, I finally asked God to let me see myself. And I write about this in my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I asked God to let me see myself. I didn't know myself. And he allowed me to see that I resented my mother for turning me away from my father. The worst thing that can happen to children, whatever color, boys and girls, is to turn them away from their fathers. When you turn them away from their fathers, you turn them away from God. And that's why they become suicidal and angry and lost and can't find any peace. And so I went and forgave my mother for that. I said, look, what you did was wrong. But I'm wrong for resenting you for it. I realize now you cannot help yourself. And when I forgave my mother, God forgave me for resenting her. That's why he said, if you have aught of meaning, anger, anything toward your parents or anyone, go and forgive, and I will forgive you. He didn't tell you to ask for forgiveness, but to forgive, and I will forgive you. And when I forgave my mother, he took away that void, that anger, and fear and doubt and everything left. And that was about 31 years ago. And I have perfect peace. Hmm. After all I've gone through, I still have peace within, and I can see. I didn't even know I was blind until he allowed me to see. And so you got to take that as adults. You got to go and forgive your mothers for turning you away from your fathers, and forgive your father for not being there to protect you. And everything would change. Because you're never going to love God until you love your earthly father, because they represent represent God. They may be poor representation, but they do. Well, when I did that, he forgave me, and my life just changed. I was able to see. And so I started bond to encourage people to do the same thing. We got to rebuild that family. That's where everything starts.
Okay, we're going to come right back to the point after the break. Jesse Lee Peterson with us here today. Again, their website is rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. And their number is 1-800-411-BOND. That's 3663. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Our society is being influenced by the entertainment media, and we don't even realize it. Why is it that many Christians entertain themselves by watching movies or programs that take God's name in vain, or feature sensual activity on Saturday night, and then go to church on Sunday to praise His name? That's the underlying message in the DVD, Power of the Air by Dave Cristiano. This moving story features a missionary from Africa who warns that the church in America is being deceived and in great danger. A Christian that hears this message is convicted and makes a significant change in his life and sets out a plan to reach his city with the gospel. Watch this story unfold in the DVD, Power of the Air, Available now for a donation of $18, with additional copies available for a donation of just $10 more. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Jesse Lee Peterson, founder of BOND. That's the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And really are focused on rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man and dealing with one of those root sins of anger and the need for forgiveness to take place. And folks, just so you know, anger is not doesn't have a corner on anyone's skin color. It is universal, and it's something that God hates, and all of us need to deal with that. Jesse Lee has been involved in this organization, founded it in 1990. And Jesse Lee, let me just ask on this. I know that your organization is not just talk, but you're really one of action. So tell us what BOND is doing. What is your organization doing to rebuild the man and rebuild the family?
Okay, thank you. I do want to say first that it is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. And we see it in operation right now like never before in my lifetime. So what we're doing at BOND, we tutor, we counsel, we help find jobs. We have a home for young men that we bring in from around the country. And we do work with all men. We started out just with the black man, but the principles apply to all men. And so we have a home for them. And then I noticed that once these guys overcome that anger, their talent seemed to come forth. They're very talented men. And so what we decided to do is start an entrepreneur academy. And that's where we are training guys or teaching them how to start their businesses. Or if they're already in business, we show them how to enhance it. And I even opened up a credit union because a lot of these guys don't have any credit at all or bad credit. And so we loan them the money and they pay it back so we can keep the credit union going with small interest. And we bring in speakers who have succeeded in business to answer their questions. And it's just been amazing, Jim, with our Entrepreneur Academy, how well these guys are doing in business. And we show them how to save their money. We encourage them to buy land. Because when I was growing up, we were taught to work hard to save money and to buy land, and that a man should have a land and then start his family. And that's what I did. I didn't get married, but I did get I bought my first home at the age of 25. And it's so funny, Jim. I woke up that morning. I was 25 years old, and I'm like, oh, I'm 25 today. I got to go buy a house.
Wow.
And at the time, I had no money. I had a job, but I had money saved up to buy a house, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, not enough. And so I went and introduced myself to a realtor, and I told her that I'm 25 years old. I want to buy a house. And she went, how much money you have saved up? But I didn't have any. And she was like, you may need some money to put down. And so I said, all right, but let's look. So we start looking around, and one day I walked into this house, it was my house. I knew it. I'm like, this is it. And so she looked into it, and they found out that at that time they had assumable loan, where you can just assume the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people that were selling that house were looking for someone to assume the loan. And I did it. And at that time, the payment, it was a two-bedroom, two-bath, kitchen, and backyard with a two-car garage and a back house in the back, a little guest house, like.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $300 a month, Jim. Can you imagine
wow.
that? In California.
My.
And within 1 year, it went up to $100,000. But we show these guys how to save their money. I encourage them to always save 10% of every time they make a dollar, save 10%, and live off the rest. That way, when opportunity come, they will have it to invest. And it's just been amazing. And we have the best counseling service. I counsel people from around the world. Really around the world, all over the world, either by phone or Skype or in the city. Some people come in for counseling to the office. So we are entrepreneur, we're counseling, we're tutoring, we're helping find jobs. But the most important thing, we show them how to forgive. They must forgive so that God can forgive them and bring them back into Him, into the kingdom of heaven within. We have church on Sundays. Oh, and we also have every first Thursday night of the month, men's forum for men only. And the third Thursday night is for ladies only at Barn Headquarters in Los Angeles.
Wow, praise God for this. Friends, I'll give you his website in just a moment, but I'm opening our phone lines here. If you have a question you'd like to ask of our guest today, maybe something he has said you just want further clarification on, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. If you have a question, brief comment you would like to make, we encourage you to pick up your phone right now, 800-733-9829. Again, our guest is Jesse Lee Peterson, and from the ministry called Bond, and their website is rebuildingtheman.com. That's rebuildingtheman.com, and their toll-free number is 800-411-BOND. That's 3663, 1-800-411-BOND. And they can certainly answer more of your questions there as well. But you'll find info on their website, rebuildingtheman.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller is from Phoenix, Arizona. And Angela, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, Angela.
Hi, yeah, I have a question. I know... your guest today, he's talking about forgiveness. I want to have a conversation with my son. He's the age of 14. He'll be 15 in September. And his father has never been in his life, and he's around. We're in the same city and state. So I wanted to see what conversation should I have with him? How should I talk to him? You know, what should I tell him?
You should first apologize to him for turning him away from his father. Because even if you don't talk badly about his father to him, because we are a spirit created in the image of God, he could just sense the lack of love you have for his father, the resentment you have. Apologize to him for that, and let him, and so that he can forgive you, and he can start to overcome that anger he has for you, and let him know that when his father left, his father left you. He did not leave him. Fathers love their children, and children love their fathers. And most of the children who don't love their father, adult and young, they resent their father with their mother's resentment, not their own. They're yearning for the father, but because they have their mother's identity, they think that the anger they have is of themselves, but it's really of the mother. He needs to go and deal with his father and find out why he wasn't there, so he can reconnect his spirit with his father. And he'll be fine, Angela. You'll be happy you did it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
That makes sense, Angela?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's gone now.
Okay. All right.
Shirley in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. I would like to suggest to Jesse that he contact the Christiana Brothers for a DVD, to make a DVD.
Okay. Thank you, Shirley.
And thank you.
And let's see, I know he's got a number of resources. I think, Jesse Lee, you probably have some videos out too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, truckloads of stuff.
Yeah.
They could go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. On my TV show, thefallenstate.tv, The Fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N, thefallenstate.tv.
Okay, thefallenstate.tv. Okay, let's go back to the lines here, and our number is 800-733-9829. We have Rex calling from Mora, Minnesota. Rex, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Rex.
Hello. It's nice to listen to someone telling the truth about the country's circumstances, and I'm sure that puts you in a bad light with a lot of people, and
I've been called every name in the book and then some names I've never heard of before.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm proud to call you a brother in Christ.
Hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Rex.
Yep.
Vincent from Fort Myers, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to first state and that everybody probably knows my voice, because you know I've been listening to this show for the last 20 years, easy. And when Nick Eliason was alive, and you've been a blessing to me. But I want to say this to you: very rarely is anything said that is against what my beliefs are. And I think in a little, in a small way, we ought to take Black Lives Matter as valuable. And the reason I say that, even though Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson doesn't believe it, but the reason that I say that is because black people, what's going on with black people will eventually happen to Christians and Jewish people. And we should all be looking and saying, why are these people being allowed to do what they're doing to anybody, let alone blacks? And we say, everybody wants to say now that all lives matter, but we got 55 million babies been killed, so they don't matter. The homeless population don't matter. So I just want to say, my last thing I want to say is that is, if you get on YouTube and you look at Jesse Lee Peterson's, what he has on his show, you would be appalled. This man here does not represent Christianity. He might now, but he does not on the on his YouTube videos because he
okay,
has some.
Okay, let me go ahead and have you respond, Jesse Lee, to Vincent calling in from
Florida. I want to know what it is that I say or have said that he disagreed with that's wrong. It's not true.
No, I'm not necessarily saying that you have said. I'm saying you have some filthy content on your YouTube videos because I have seen them. And if anybody else gets on,
like what, for example,
researching you have filthy prostitute looking women that you sitting there asking them filthy, nasty sexual questions.
Oh, you mean when I interview prostitutes and everything?
Yes, and you asking them nasty.
But you shouldn't judge them. We should reach out to try to point the right way. The right way is to return to the Father.
Yes, I agree.
Why
are you
judging them?
But we shouldn't glorify.
We're not glorifying it. Mm-hmm. We are trying to point them back to the Father. Mm-hmm. And Christians have a responsibility to try to point people back to God, not to judge them. You don't go along with what's wrong, but you don't judge it. You don't hate them for it either.
Okay, so thank you, Vincent, for making your points here. And so, Jesse Lee, you're saying you're there to point people to Jesus Christ.
Yes, because once you return to the Father, there is nothing that you cannot overcome. And most people, all people really, are in this fallen state because they don't have love in their heart, and they are separated from God, so life seems hopeless to them, and they tend to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. But when they return to God, all things are possible. You can overcome all that stuff.
Let's go to Southeast Pennsylvania. Faith, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I met you at a Southwest Radio Church conference. I love you, and I love your work, and I'd
Thank
love
you.
To hear black conservatives speak.
Thank you.
I acknowledge and recognize prejudice in our past and even now. But when do you feel that this reversal of a strong black family and then, to the point where it is now, did it take place under Franklin Roosevelt or before?
I'll tell you what, Jesse Lee, let me interrupt because we're 3 seconds from the break, and I don't want you to get interrupted here. So let's quick take the break, and then we'll come back and let you respond to Faith's question here. Thank you, Faith, for the call, and we'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network. Stay with us.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. So they're calling for ending police, defunding the police. Yes, there are some that want to do that. There are others that are more strategic. And what they're doing is they're pulling off the Hegelian dialectic process. Big fancy word. Just means opposites fighting each other. Those who want police, those who do not. Those who want Marxism, those who want a constitutional republic. Those who are saying, let's end the police, are now supporting, encouraging, directly or indirectly, looting and rioting and burning, which causes most Americans to say, are you kidding? We need the police now more than ever. So what happens? There is a meeting in the middle with people like Ilhan Omar and other Marxists and Islamists. And what they're openly calling for in their own document, known as the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement document, is neighborhood councils that oversee the police. And who do you think will sit on those? Marxist and Islamist. That's who will be overseeing your police. What kind of police do you think they'll hire? This is a Hegelian dialectic brainwashing operation.
Jesse Lee Peterson, our guest here today on Crosstalk, and let me mention, I had misstated the phone number. It is 800-411-BOND, but when you transpose the letters into numbers, it is 2663. That's 1-800-411-2663. 1-800-411-BOND, that's 2663. Their website is rebuildingtheman.com. So, Jesse Lee, the caller was asking about when this, under which presidential administration did these things begin? Your response there.
I remember it happening. It may have started before that, but definitely under Lyndon B. Johnson when the civil rights movement started. You know, Jim, I have to tell you, one of the worst things that happened to black people and to America was the civil rights movement. First of all, there's no such thing as civil rights. And what it did, it divided the people. And then they intentionally sold the blacks over to the Democratic Party so that they could become the leaders of the blacks. Prior to that, we didn't have any leaders. Our parents were our examples. And when we became adults, God was our example, not some other leader. It's abnormal to have someone as your leader when you are of life, when you're an adult. And so, but it hasn't happened under Lyndon B. Johnson. They became the government, became the daddy, and the leader, so-called civil rights leader, became the leader of the people. And the blacks stopped thinking for themselves. They took out the man from the home, that which destroyed the family, which destroyed the order of God. But I do remember under Lyndon B. Johnson, and at that time, most black people, if not all, most black people were Republicans and not Democrats.
Thank you for the question there. And let's go to Onalaska, Wisconsin. Barbara, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say praise the Lord. I had actually been praying for your people possibly as early as 4.5 years of age. My mother taught me there was no difference between people, and she had a love for the Lord Jesus that carried me through many trials. And
yeah.
I just am grateful, and the gentleman that called in regarding to the pictures of the prostitutes and whatnot, we, no matter who we are, we have to be willing to listen to each other.
That's right.
And so God bless you and continue to go forth, enjoy, and serve the Lord. According
I will.
To
Thank
his
you
word,
so much. You're absolutely right about that.
Thank you so much, Barbara. George is next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
My name is George. I'm born in Cuba. So I'm Cuban by birth, American by desire. One of the things that I've learned in life is that the fatherlessness is a scourge not only of the nation but of the world.
Mm-hmm.
A father can raise a girl because a young girl learns how to love from the father.
Yes.
But a mother cannot teach a young man how to be a man or a young
right.
boy how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to drop that off. And
but you're right. That's because of the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. The love comes from God through Christ, through the man, through the mother, through the children. And you're right, absolutely right about that. And what they're trying to do now, Jim, is that they have already destroyed the black family by destroying the black man. The average black man, not all, but most, is not worth a dime.
Hmm.
He has the emotional and mental stability of his mother. He think and act like a woman because he has the identity of his mother. That's why he must be born again. And so they're not worried about the black community because they have them. And what they want to do now is get rid of the straight, white, conservative Christian man because he is the only one that's holding this country together. If they can get rid of him, it's over for America as we know it. That's why they hate the president. And the primary thing right now is to get rid of the president, President Donald Trump. I call him the Great White Hope because he loved the country. He has no hatred toward anyone. He want to put America first, and he was doing an amazing job, and still is, of doing that prior to the Chinese virus and now this mess. But the Democrats are happy about this because they want it to happen. Election time is coming up, and the last thing they want is for this president to be reelected in November. He just might succeed at making the country great, bringing back jobs, and uniting rather than dividing, unlike Barack Obama, who divided. We became worse as a race of people than any other time in history under Barack Obama. He nearly destroyed us. This president is helping to restore that, and the Democrats don't want that. They hate that.
Thank you, George, for the call. Let's go next to Don in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes, good graces to you, Brother Snyder and Brother Peterson. I appreciate everything you're saying there, Brother Peterson. Perhaps a better acronym would be Baby Lives Matter instead of Black Lives Matter in reference to the abortion mill.
Yeah.
This problem, I'm so grateful that you went right to the source. You've got this thing spot on. It's about authority in the home and the dad being the top, and it's about rebellion against that authority, which culminates in rebellion against God. And I sure appreciate what you're about and your ministry there at Bonds.
Thank you. Well, evil hates the Son of God. That's why they get rid of the fathers. That's why they try to destroy him, lock him up, falsely accuse him. Whatever they can do to get rid of that man, is evil is working through other men and women, really, to get rid of the sons of God. Because once it can do that, it can take over the mind of the women and children and destroy. And just imagine, Jim, they are like protecting Black Lives Matter, a radical organization that hates everything that's good, hate America, and they hate Christianity. And so these people are choosing Black Lives Matter over Christianity because they don't like Christians. Christians are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And these people don't like Christians. That's why they don't want to open up the churches and all that, because Christianity represents God. It represents good. It represents life. It's the greatest religion on this side of heaven, and these people hate it. Hmm. And so we can't let Black Lives Matter not only destroy the family and the country and Christianity. That's not good.
Thank you, Don, for the call. And with only another 10 seconds, I'm not able to grab any more calls, but I do want to give you the website for our guest today, rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. And make sure you have the phone number right, 800-411-BOND. That's 1-800-411-2663. Jesse Lee, thank you so much for carving time out of a very busy schedule and ministry to join us here today on Crosstalk.
I totally enjoyed it, Jim. It was amazing, and it's good to be talking to you again.
Great. Amen. Just stay in the line for a moment, if you would. Jesse Lee Peterson, our guest. And, folks, things to think about. Rebuilding the family here today certainly is what this is about. Do away with the hate and the anger. Time to forgive and to find that forgiveness in Christ.
To Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.